Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. All of our podcasts, every minute of what we've done, is available on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, if you don't have it, go get it. That would be our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. You can also stream all of our content there, as well as ask your questions for the upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We got a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. He is Mr. Bob Flounders. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good, Ashe, and I have to say, I do like the way you say, I'm going to use the phrase, go get it.
Go get it.
It's like I'm just talking to somebody that's not from Pennsylvania. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're not really from Pennsylvania.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
That's a topic for another Penn State podcast.
That is topic for another Penn State podcast. Bob and I will going to do some news notes coming up in quarter number one. Then, back from Minnesota, Fly Eagles Fly, and his week at the Super Bowl, Ross Tucker will join us for the final three segments of our show, which will be quarter number two. That'll be Tucker's Tape. Ask Ross, as always, your questions. His answers brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That'll be quarter three, and we'll close out with a little roundtable on the 2018 recruiting class for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Top five good enough for you guys? Yeah, I mean, come on. That's generally regarded as a, you know, top five class in the country.
You know, I have to say, and this is not a Penn State anecdote, but it went viral. That mom who got up for the press conference because her son didn't pick the school she wanted. That is just like priceless stuff that you can't fake that. And it's rare when it happens, but when it does, it's hilarious.
Yeah, she was wearing what? An Alabama sweater and a Tennessee hat. And he chose the Florida Gators. And she just stood up.
She thinks she's running the show in that family, and she was mistaken.
Right. So it was a rather quiet second phase of National Letter of Intent Day for the Penn State Nittany Lions. They only got one guy, but man, did they get an important guy. Rashid Walker, the big offensive tackle from Waldorf, Maryland, 6'6", 290, four-star prospect. It was Penn State and Ohio State head-to-head, and Penn State got Rashid Walker.
Yeah, I think I think Virginia Tech was a little bit in it too. The other two guys, there was a chance they were going to get as the weeks played out after December 20th, you could kind of sense that the Enos kid was a little bit wavering. I think he went to Utah, and all the tea leaves were there to read that Anderson Butts, the Harrisburg High kid, when he didn't sign in December, was probably not going to be a Nittany Lion. I believe he's going to a junior college.
In Iowa?
Yeah, he's going. So I just think that he had to get some things in order, and it just didn't work out.
Academic stuff worked out. Do you think Penn State's still a player for him? I mean, once you go to junior college, your recruiting opens back up. Do you think James Franklin and his coaching staff will continue to pursue him?
Well, I mean, I think Penn State is to the point, Ashe, where JUCOs are not really on their radar anymore.
Good
if they're going to get a couple of five stars and a lot of four stars in every class, I would say that probably that ship has sailed. And I'm not positive, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of JUCOs at Penn State moving forward because the depth is now where he needs it to be.
Did James we'll get into a little bit more about what James Franklin talked about earlier this week in his press conference. First time since the bowl game, right, that he spoke publicly. Did he address what the importance was of A, getting Walker, and B, sort of, you know, winning a head-to-head battle for the most part against Ohio State for an elite offensive line prospect? Did he?
Well, I don't think you'll ever hear him go down the road where he specifically mentions Ohio State. But
Makes sense.
You could tell after the December 20th signing day when he had his press conference, he sent a very strong message that he would really like. They still had a couple of needs to address, and I think Walker was that guy. They got four really good offensive linemen. It's a very balanced class. They got a lot of kids in January. And they got it. They got kids in January where they have positions of need. So I think there's. I don't think there's any question. It still has to play out. As good as that 2014 recruiting class, you know, exceeded expectations. I think if this one goes the way people think it will, this will be his best class to date.
This one doesn't. The 14 class. That's a good point. The 14 class really has exceeded.
It was you would be
astronomical.
The majority of those kids were three stars. I mean, right. There were a couple like low fours, but if you just look at who came out of that class, and also give Bill O'Brien credit because he did a lot of the legwork for right. that class as well. But that was a hell of a class, a hell of a Penn State class. When you look at, you know, who's going to the combine,
right?
You know,
and
those
what
are
they
all,
produced on the yeah, field and, yeah. and how it played out. It seems like this class with all the star power and stuff, it really doesn't have to exceed expectations; just meet
right.
expectations.
That's the difference. That's the new norm. The new norm.
Yeah, just
recruit. Just hey, we're going to bring you in. You just play the way we think you're going to play. You don't have to play over your heads. You know, you might play right away. If you don't press, because we got some pretty good kids ahead of you already. So that's it. And if you don't want to play here, you know, we got next year, we got some more kids coming in too. I mean, that's how they do it at the big programs.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. Quarter number one of our show this week. We're talking about some news and notes. Don't forget, coming up, Ross Tucker is going to join us for the final three segments. We'll start with quarter number two, which will be Tucker's tape. We're going to talk about the new Penn State, about Walker and what Ross thinks of him, and maybe a little bit on the guys that got away. But I want to ask you, Bob, about James Franklin in the media. He talked how long did he talk for? It was like 20, 30 minutes?
Reading the transcript, he gave us some time, and the new assistants came in after that. The key was that when he was asked questions, he was, you know, because it's a top five class, so he wants to talk. So
sure.
Any question, he was more than happy to elaborate on just about any and every question. But he was revealing in terms of, he did talk about needs, he did talk about where he sees players. He actually, even though he hasn't really seen them, he talked a little bit about the January enrollees and some surprises. So I thought it was a very interesting 25 minutes with James Franklin. And the thing that struck me the most is two of the needs that he brought up, I think everyone knew. Defensive right. tackle is an issue. Linebacker is an issue. And maybe it won't be an issue by the time August rolls around, but right now it's an issue. He didn't say anything about safety. So I was thinking about that on the way here. They must feel really, really good about a couple of kids, that at least one kid that we don't know about, because that's a very, very unproven area with Apke, who went to the combine. That had to have been 1,000 to 1 at the start of the year. Kudos to Troy Apke. Honestly, what an amazing story. Marcus Allen. They didn't really play a lot of safeties behind them. Aaron right. Monroe played, but he was mostly a special teams guy. He never really mentioned safety, so he must feel pretty good about a couple of players that are one in particular, the Sutherland kid. And they must really like him because he never mentioned safety.
So you're reading the tea leaves that
always
that he, right, right. Well, I'm reading the tea leaves too. I'm thinking that he's got more talent at linebacker. Maybe he's hiding the safety and doesn't want to talk about it yet. I'm just looking at it the other way. I'm thinking because I don't know which is a bigger need. As you're looking at the offseason, because if you think about it, they're losing all four guys in the secondary, right? Haley, Campbell, Apke, and Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They're, in addition to that, they're losing the top five tacklers on this team. You know, that's not a surprise. Which do you think is the bigger on the defensive side of the ball? Is it linebacker or is it safety in your mind?
The way the game's going, there's a lot. The majority of their sets, they only have two linebackers on the field. So that fifth defensive back's either going to be a corner or a safety. I still think safety. I mean, they have to, and that's another position where you got to get lined up right. You can't make any mistakes. Right. One mistake, and it's a touchdown. I'm just going to be real interested to see. Like, we could talk about it all winter. Just keep your ears and eyes. Just be alert for who gets the praise early in winter conditioning and early in spring practice. The names that you hear, especially at the positions of need, are going to be the guys I think that are eventually going to play.
Yeah, speaking of winter workouts, I just want to bring up a bugaboo for Penn State fans on social media. Generally speaking, 99 times out of 100, I like what Penn State does football-wise, their coaches, the way James handles social media. I think it's really good. But now it's like the position coaches are signaling out a guy.
Oh, they've done that for a couple years now.
After every workout. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just more prominent. I'm like,
A lot of times it's either a young guy that they really like,
right,
or it's an older guy they're trying to give a nudge to. Like, Jake Cooper got a shout-out, I think. And that was – it's not by accident.
It's messaging. Oh, yeah, I know.
It's all messaging.
Know.
And you just gotta figure out what they're trying to say.
You know, here was the other interesting thing. And, you know, this is a little side thing that – talking about Penn State football, but in the Pittsburgh Steelers, when Coach Tomlin gives his Monday press conference, he revealed to Tony Dungy that he's talking to his team and he's not necessarily talking to the media, which I think is brilliant. And I know Penn State uses its social media and the coaches do some way to talk to the team. And sometimes I think James is using the platform of that stage to talk to his team and not necessarily answer the questions.
One of the players that James Franklin was talking about yesterday, you look what I did there as we look at the clock? John Reed, his progress as
correct.
A corner.
I was going to get to that.
I think he's going to be full go for August, and I think they'll just treat him with kid gloves in spring. There is no need to put any stress on that guy in the spring. He's going to be, you know, he's targeted to start, but one of the reasons they like this, that you don't hear him mention the secondary, even though they're rebuilding it, is the two true freshmen played well. Wade Castro Fields.
Right.
Amani Arawarie
is
back after, and he had a very good season, and Reed's back. So, I mean, I almost think, who knows with Penn State? Arawarie, they could actually use him probably if they had to at safety because he's so big. I don't know
That's a good point.
I don't know what they're thinking, but the fact that they never mentioned the defensive backfield just tells me that I think there's some guys that we're going to be talking about in the fall that we're not talking about now.
For the record, James Franklin said John Reed's a full go for the spring.
Yeah.
They're gonna take it slow. No need to rush it.
Left knee surgery last spring. Wouldn't really admit it, but now, he's going to be a full go.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
At the end
a year
of
later.
It.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. All right. Last, before we get out, I want to get one last thing. James talked about the early enrollees. What stood out about
yeah.
to
who Trent Gordon, the corner, he said – really surprised how he moved.
D-back.
Really, really surprised by how well he moved. And also, Zach Kuntz got a shout out for being surprisingly strong. Now, Zach is, you've seen him, every bit of 6'6", 6'7", 225, 230 maybe.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, he's going to have to add weight, and he's going to have to block, and maybe that was James saying more of that.
Yeah, James did say he was surprised at how strong he was.
Right.
For the size that he is, but he was saying that he does need to add more size. All right, that'll do it. Thank you, Bob Flounders. Quarter number one coming up. Tucker State, we're going to talk a little bit about the 2018 recruiting class, the guy that signed, and the couple that got away. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.